Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Now, let me get this other topic here. Should fines be enforced should fines be enforced to parking in a parent and toddler space without children? Take a listen. I got an email about it. Can you please bring up a topic on your show? People parking in parent and toddler spaces. I'm a mother of three young children, a 7-year-old and a 2-year-old. And myself and my partner have another baby on the way. The other day, I parked in a normal space as there were no parent spaces free. When I returned to the car, I couldn't access my car via the driver's side to put my 2-year-old daughter in. As I struggled with this, I watched a woman in her fancy car get into a parent and baby space without a child. I was enraged at the fact that I had to struggle to put my child in the car while she sauntered back to her car, so I had to say something. Well, Niall, when I say she effed and blinded me, she left me in a flood of tears, telling me to mind my own business. As I said, I am pregnant and visibly so. I couldn't get over how she just blatantly abused me like this. Now, I'm not banging on the table here or suggesting that immediate locking up of all without children who park in these spaces. I just think it's really selfish. I'm not disabled, so I don't use the disabled space. They are there for people who need them. Fines should be imposed for those who carelessly and selfishly park in these spaces with no regard for others apart from themselves. Now, what do you think of that message? Do you think there should be more fines or certainly enforcement when it comes to parking, you know, in these spaces? Now, there is enforcement on disabled spaces, probably not as much as there should be. There certainly should be more enforcement on it. I have never parked in a disabled space, but I'm going to say I am guilty. Aisling, you're looking at me with disgust and shame. And Aisling, if the truth be known,
yes.
Have you ever parked in a parent and baby space?
I have never.
You're a liar.
I am not.
You're telling me lies now,
Aisling. How dare you?
You're telling me lies, Aisling.
No, I've never.
Are you telling me you've never been to the supermarket? Ah, sure. Nobody noticed. I'm just living here.
It wouldn't even come into my remit to park in space.
Okay, well, I did. I'm sorry. I do apologize.
I'm a better person than you are, Niall.
Oh, well, maybe so. Now, I have it. It's not like I do it all the time. I've probably done it 2 or 3 times.
The shame on you, and you've definitely done it more than 2 or 3 times.
I've never parked in disabled space. I'll be honest, I've never done that, and I never would, right?
Yeah.
But I have in Tesco's. I did it in Tesco's in Clare Hall because they have a load of parent and baby spaces right opposite the door. And the whole car park was like kind of full, and it was loads of parent and baby spaces. I went, okay. I did have kids at the time.
And what's wrong with your legs? Can you not just park?
I did have kids at the time, but in saying that, the kids weren't with me at the time I parked there.
Yeah, okay.
So I just thought, feck it.
Shame on you.
It's actually worth buying a baby seat just to put it in the back of your car so you can do that on a regular basis.
I feel like
now Ruth is looking at me with disgust. So do you believe the fine should be higher, Aisling?
I don't know how it would be imposed, but I do know for friends that have children, they find it so infuriating when they have
babies. I know. Because I've had kids and I know how difficult it is to get a child into a baby seat when you've only got a half a foot because somebody's parked too close to you.
Of course.
So I know how difficult it
is. Like, stay in your lane, stay in your parking space. Don't park in a toddler and parent space if you do not have them.
They used to be called mother and baby spaces years ago, but they changed the name of parent and baby spaces because dads are parents too, you know.
Of course.
And we bring the kids to the shops as well, you know. So the fines should be higher, according to Aisling, but certainly it should be enforced. And particularly, by the way, if it's a disabled space, you absolutely should be fine. Using one of these bays without kids in the car isn't illegal, as they're usually on private land, but private firms can slap you with a fine if you misuse them. It's not against the law to park in these spaces, but if you do it in a private car park, like, say, Tesco's or whatever it happens to be, the private clamping companies that they operate in those, they can stick a fine on you, or they can clamp your car if they want to. Some people think there's nothing wrong with parking them. By the way, although I admit it is, I do believe there's something wrong with it. I shouldn't do it. Parents, however, don't agree and say it is a huge inconvenience when trying to get a child in and out of the car. So I want to get your thoughts on it. Maybe as a parent, you've experienced this frustration. By the way, maybe as somebody who's disabled, you've experienced the frustration of not being able to find a disabled space, only to see somebody able-bodied wandering back to their car, parked in a disabled spot, while you had to struggle with a wheelchair or something in another spot, in an average spot, where you just couldn't get in and out of the car. So maybe you've been in that situation as somebody who is disabled. Let me know how that felt. And if you believe those fines should be higher. I believe the fines for parking in disabled spaces should be a lot higher, by the way. So, do you think fines for parking in parent and toddler spaces should be enforced and higher? Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. Patrick, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you?
Great, Niall. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you. Yeah, Happy New Year to you too. And I hope it's a good one. Now, Patrick, you're giving out about your local shop.
Well, Niall, I have no problem leaving the spaces for disabled parking or for mother and parent. And as I'm a disabled user myself, when my, just shall be safe for, shall remain nameless, but they revamped the store as that chain often does, and they put down all new tarmac and everything, and they took out the disabled space that was in the front of the shop, and it was split 50-50 between parent and child and disabled, and they put all the parking, the new parking was all in front of the shop facing towards the road, and then the disabled parking was put to the back of the store way behind the trolley base
at the
rear. Yeah.
So why would they do that? So the whole point of disabled parking is it's close to the door.
That's the thing. And you can't pit mother and child against disabled, which is what it does do for unintended consequences, really. Because you can't say one is more important than the other, can you?
I think you can. I think disabled spots are certainly more important than parent and baby spots. I think they're important too. But
it's open to interpretation. People will have different interpretation of it.
I only believe there's one interpretation of that. I believe if you're not able-bodied, parents with babies are able-bodied people. It might be inconvenient and a bit more difficult to get Johnny and Mary into the car. Sorry for using Johnny and Mary again. Into the car. But in saying that, if you're disabled, you genuinely have a difficulty. So I think they are more important, and priority has to be given to disabled spaces.
I mean, I do have to open my door extra wide to get out of the car, and I carry a walking stick and all that. But and my legs don't work half the time, and I get a few good days, which is grand.
What happened to you, Patrick?
Oh, I have a thing on my spine, ankylosing spondylitis.
Oh, okay.
So my spine shuts down, my legs go numb from the knees down, and circulation goes, and a 20-minute walk could turn into a 2-hour walk.
Oh, sorry, I'm sorry to hear that.
Stuff like that. But that's the way it goes.
Is there any cure for it, or is there treatment for it?
Well, no, there isn't really. Okay. And I have osteoporosis on the spine and hips as well.
So you're unlucky.
So, so I'm just one of those things. But, I just can't feel sorry for myself. I have to manage my diet and everything else to keep the thing from flaring up too often.
No, you might as well be positive thinking. Think positively. That's all you can do, I suppose.
That's it,
And treat it as best you can just to try
and
keep it.
And, as I say, I'm living by myself, so you have to focus on what you can do
By the way, do you ever see people, able-bodied people, parking in the disabled spaces?
All the time, even in town. I was in the city one day and the guards were doing a survey or whatever about people with the badges to know are they entitled to have the badge and all that.
Yeah.
And
you have the badge.
They were checking on people. But anyway, a few days later, I spot two guys in suits walking down, and they were faster than Usain Bolt at walking, and they hopped to a deep parking and drove off, they were obviously, see what people are doing as well, Niall, is actually they're using the badge to belong to somebody else.
I know people who use their mother's and father's badges.
But it's not designed for them. It's only designed for the person that's disabled.
People use them. The badge, for example, they'll have in the car will be for their husband or their wife or whatever it is, right? Because they both use the car. But then they'll be using the car while the person who, obviously got the badge or is entitled to the badge is not even in the car with them. And that's not it. You shouldn't be doing that either, really.
You shouldn't. No. And then you see what used to happen in the previous car parking regime in that particular store. People would just pull up at the very door then and block off the parking spaces. If you open your door a certain way, to get out, they would pull in so close to the thing you couldn't open your door wide enough to get out of the car.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was another scenario where in the Limerick hospital, shall we say, one of them, and they had parking spaces but they were out of the way, and then all the regular spaces, even an able-bodied person would struggle to get out because they were so close to each other.
Yeah, somebody else actually just sent a text and says another thing. Should the age of children with parents be capped at 5? In other words, you're not really a child when you're 12 years of age. You can get in and out of the car on your own, for God's sake. So in other words, this parent and baby spaces are parent and children spaces. You see parents arriving in with 10 and 12-year-olds. Sure, that's unnecessary. They can get out of the car on their own. They don't need to be lifted in and out of cars. But stay there for a second because, Mairead, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids. How you doing, Mairead?
How are you doing, Niall?
Good. Now, you believe the fines should be higher?
Oh, definitely. As high as you can possibly put it.
Oh, well, as high as it'll go, like.
Yeah, definitely.
Right, you've had a bad experience, have you?
Well, I have a little girl myself. She's 5 years of age, and many times I've gone to the car park, definitely once, Tesco, Little or whatever, and there's always, like, they're always taken up with people strolling out with their trolley and no child to be seen, and you know, I feel for them. It would be the same thing if it was a mother and father space. You know, someone elderly looking for a car parking space. I would give that up for a person, you know?
Yeah.
I just think it's wrong, and they're just lazy and selfish.
Yeah. And you know, part of the problem we have here, because, and if people have been to, say, America or Florida, whatever it is, you will know this. When you go into, say, Walmart in Florida, the car parking spaces are about 1.5 times as wide as the spaces here. So yes, it's unnecessary to have, you know, mother and baby or parent and baby spaces, because they're wide enough anyway. You wouldn't have an issue. The spaces over here, I don't know if it's my imagination or the cars are getting bigger, but the spaces seem to be getting smaller. I mean, even when you park normally in your car, forget about parent and toddlers or disabled spaces, yeah, it's difficult to get out if somebody parks beside you.
Yes, you're right. It's definitely true, yeah. Definitely, because I lived in Dubai and they had bigger spaces as well for parking, and they are a lot tighter here. But if there's only a limited amount in a car park, shouldn't that just be left to the actually toddler and parents? And, you know, it's not fair. You see people, pregnant ladies, having to park somewhere else and the whole lot.
Yeah.
I just don't agree with it, really.
Yep. Yeah, you know, I absolutely agree. And pregnant women should be allowed to park, particularly obviously women who are very visibly pregnant, should be allowed to park in a parent and baby space. I believe they should.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Okay, well, listen.
Patrick. I asked the manager in that store that I was talking about, Niall, about it. Then he said to me, oh, well, if you need to, you could use the parent and child space then. But, like, that's no good.
But he's telling you to break the rules then, isn't he? Yeah.
Because then the parent and child are looking for the space, and I've taken it up. And I'm not the user of the disabled one.
No more than the parent and child should be using the disabled space. Yeah, absolutely.
Piecemeal, like, you know.
Yeah, yeah. And you see it all the time, Mairead. You see it. By the way, Mairead, have you ever approached anybody?
No, I wouldn't. But if my little girl was a lot smaller, because I've only moved back recently, if my little girl was a little bit smaller, I think I would go up to the person, whether it be a man or a woman. I would have an issue with that. Yeah.
Yeah. Have a word with them and say, listen, how am I supposed to get this child out of the car there? You know what I mean?
Yeah, and you are taking on someone maybe being verbal with you and that, but I don't really mind, because I think, you know, you have a pair of legs, you're well able to walk, you know what I mean?
Absolutely. Have a lovely day, lovely new year. Thank you, Patrick and Mairead. Keep texting, keep WhatsApping, numbers 087-188-0008.
Happy New Year, Niall and crew, and all the best in the future, Tara. Looking forward to hearing you somewhere else. The disabled parking is so close to me because I depend on it. Like, it can make or break a day as well. Like, when you're driving around looking for a spot and you see somebody in it, you're not going to get out of the car and ask them if they're going to be long. And a lot of the people, like, my husband would get out, actually, if he noticed they didn't have a sticker on it. And he'd say something to them, and they'd say, sure, I'm just waiting for somebody. I won't be long. The reason that the spaces are very wide is for people that have wheelchairs. And, like, we pay for our passes. We pay €35 every second year. We have to go get our photographs taken. We have to go to the Garda station and get them stamped to prove it is us. So it really does make me mad.
Yeah, it makes a lot of people mad. And I understand why. Absolutely. Particularly, you know, when you see able-bodied people who are well able to walk across the car park, just sauntering on into those disabled spots. It's just not right. But should we increase the fines, not just, by the way, for the disabled spots, but also, you know, for people who park in, the mother and baby, or, well, parent and baby spots. I always say mother and baby spots. Isn't that cool? They used to be called that years ago. A bit old-fashioned like that. Pat, you're an Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing, Pat?
How are you getting on, Niall?
Good, Pat. Should we increase the fines, or be, you know, certainly enforce more fines on those people who park in those spaces?
I just think more enforcement than anything else. I think enough of these car parks generally are in shopping centres where they have security guards, and a lot of these spaces are very close to the front doors of a lot of these places.
I know. By the way, I did own up, and I did admit that I've done it once or twice, and I shouldn't have. I know I shouldn't have.
Well, sure, I mean, Niall, he went out seeing Cast of Horse Stone. I'm sure there's a lot of people out there who could say the exact same thing, but when you have a child that you depend on a, you know, one of those spaces, it is very, very frustrating.
Now, you've had a few altercations, haven't you, yourself?
Well, I haven't had a few. I had one. I mean, I look, if I have my child in the car, I'm not going to get into confrontation with somebody over a parking space. I'll normally go and look for somewhere that I can park. You know, I always be laughing at because I have a 12-year-old as well. Now, in saying that, if I don't have, I have a 6-year-old who's autistic and he has to go into a specialised seat in the car. Now, he's not...
And do you not get a badge for your car, by the way?
No, he wouldn't... I mean, we've never applied for it because we don't see the justification because he's not disabled.
Right,
he's
okay.
Able to walk. It's just that he's able to get... He's a flight risk.
Right.
And now you could put him in a 5-pint harness in the space shuttle and he'll find a way of getting out.
Right, okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
So, and then as well as that, we have to use a harness, a wrist harness with him because he is a flight risk. And
he
you
tends
have to
wander off,
as
yeah.
Well.
Yeah.
You have to take that off and put them into the car. But as I said, if I don't have him with me, I wouldn't even, and I have a 12-year-old, I wouldn't dream of parking in a parent and toddler spot.
Yeah, well, I think you know, that's what somebody said earlier on. There should be an age, a cap on age. 5 is probably the cap, really, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, if you've got an able-bodied child, yeah, I've often seen people parking those spots, you know, with a 14-year-old,
with teenagers,
an 8-year-old hop
yeah,
out of it.
Yeah.
And you say, what the, why are you parked there?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know?
Yeah, well, I mean, once the child is capable of getting in and out of the car themselves, there's no need for you to park there.
Yeah, exactly. Now, I have had a couple of a few times where I can see somebody looking at me and I'm waiting for someone and waiting for someone to say something because I'm taking a 6-year-old out of the car. But there's a reason why I'm parked.
Of course.
But even when he was a small child and we were using buggies and stuff like that, like it would frustrate. And I said, you know, I was telling Ruth and earlier on that there was one time where I was so frustrated and my wife was with me that I actually, I ended up parking in a spot, a normal spot that was right beside the parent spot.
Yeah.
You know, and but the guy was still sitting in the car when I pulled into it and he got out of the car and I just passed a comment because I had the window down, it was during the summertime, and I said, do you not think you should take the child with you? And he looked at me as about to just say, I don't, and I just looked and said, yeah, you don't. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it didn't stop him. He still just locked the car.
He still didn't move. Yeah.
Yeah, you know. But I just think enforcement, I mean, fines. Yeah.
The law is quite sketchy on this. I don't think it's illegal, by the way, to park at a parent and baby spot. It is illegal, by the way, to park at a disabled spot, as far as I know.
Yeah.
But it's not illegal to park in a parent and baby spot. But because they're private car parks,
exactly.
they can actually, because they have private companies, they can fine you. But should we increase the fine?
Yeah. I mean, if it's a deterrent, yeah, I think so. But I mean, look, when is the last time you heard somebody getting a fine, even as it is at the moment, for parking in a toddler and parent spot? So
I got a sticker on my car one day in a car park, right?
Yeah.
Because my car was parked slightly crooked. And I thought that was and they put this huge big sticker on my window and it said something like, thank you for parking inappropriately or something like that.
That's not even deterrent for people. I know I've seen people driving around with them still stuck to the windscreens, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's kind of not to them. I mean, obviously, it's like a lot of things. You hurt somebody in the pocket and they'll think twice about doing it the next time.
Now, it took me a while to get the sticker off. It was very inconvenient because I had to get a blade to get some of the bits of the sticker off. But I did look at my car. When I came back to the car, I looked at the sticker and I looked at the car and I think my front wheel was slightly on the line.
Yeah, that was just someone having a bad day, I think, Niall, you know.
Maybe. But stay there for a second because, Becky, you're an Ireland's Classic Kids. How you doing, Becky?
Hi, Niall. How are you?
Now, you have an 11-year-old who is severely disabled. And do you have a badge for the car?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
so,
I've had a badge, yeah.
And is it often that you would go around looking for a disabled spot, can't find one because able-bodied people are parking in them?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's generally a little bit of a celebration in the car, to be honest, if we actually find one.
Oh, okay.
Two other children as well, and it's kind of, we tend to have a little celebration if we find one that's available and free, because it's virtually impossible, to be honest, especially when you're out in the small towns. In the cities, it's a little bit easier, but in our local town and things, it's impossible.
Okay, so for those people out there who would do that, and I would never park in a disabled spot, but for those who would park in a disabled spot, who are able-bodied and quite capable of walking the distance to the front door, explain to them how difficult it is for you, for example, if you can't get a disabled space, because as we know, the spaces are quite narrow, the regular spaces, to get your child in and out of the car. How difficult is that for you?
Yeah, well, I would have to then find somewhere where there's two spaces. I'd have to take up two spaces in order to be able to get the chair out of the car and him out of the car and everything. But it's also the distance as well. Like, he's severely immunocompromised.
Okay.
So therefore, if I'm parked further away, especially at this time of year when it's colder and
yes, of course,
you know,
of course,
the weather's not as good, I've got to then get him to the shop, trying to keep him dry and
keep him wrapped up, yeah.
All that kind of stuff. It's a lot further of a distance, which makes a huge difference as well. And usually, like I said, I have a 16-year-old as well, so we'd kind of like be one trying to shelter him and the other one kind of trying to get across. And often I'd actually put the chair over in the shop doorway and then I'd carry him across the car park because it would be quicker to keep the chair dry.
Yeah.
You know, things like that.
See,
like,
that's what these people don't think about. This is what they don't realise, how difficult they make life for somebody like you who already has a difficult time dealing with this situation on an ongoing and daily basis. I know it's something that, you know, you get used to over time, I imagine. But still, you know, it's an inconvenience, a huge inconvenience for you.
Yeah, the biggest thing I notice is private car parks or whether, and I honestly don't know what the rules are, but I mean, a local supermarket recently did a great big extension onto their car park and they put in loads of minibus spaces.
Okay.
And parent and child spaces and no disabled spaces at all.
But is that not illegal? Do they not have a legal obligation to put a certain amount in per spaces?
Yeah, I honestly don't know the answer to that. They had two old disabled spaces in their smaller car park.
Okay.
A big extension to the car park and they didn't put any more disabled spaces in.
That's a bit silly.
Minibus spaces.
I think by law there is, you have to check this out yourself, but I think if you have like 100 spaces in your car park, there's a ratio. You have to have so many per 100 of disabled spaces. Now, I don't think there's any ratio when it comes to parent and baby spaces. That's up to yourself to put them in. But I think when it comes to disabled spaces, I think by law they're obliged to put them in a certain amount per space.
Yeah, I thought so. I actually raised it with a local TD and nothing was done about it. Like,
because
I thought it was disgraceful. They put in these great big minibus spaces and sure, they were huge.
Yeah, and no spaces for you and your child. Yeah.
No.
Well, Becky, should we increase the fine? At the moment, the fine is what? 200 is, I think, if you do it on a street. I think it's about 200 quid if you park in a disabled space. Should we increase the fines?
I think, yeah, definitely. It would be just really nice if the fine was enforced, to be honest.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, I never really see it being enforced. Again, I think it is enforced in the big cities.
Yeah, on the street parking. On street parking, it's probably enforced more than it would be in car parks.
It's not enforced locally to me in any of the local towns I go to. I'd never see it being enforced or never see anybody checking the spaces and things like that. It's more in cities, Limerick, Tralee, Dublin, I think.
It was probably enforced more years ago when we had the traffic wardens, but now... But we don't really have the traffic wardens as much. We have the clampers, all right, come around, but we don't have the traffic wardens as much.
Yeah, and sure, the guards, there's not enough of them to be doing it.
Just, they'll tell you they're too busy anyway.
Yeah.
Becky, have a lovely day, all right, and a happy new year to you and your children as well, all right?
All right, thank you very much.
All right, very difficult. There you go. At least you know now. If you park in disabled space, you've heard Becky, the difficulty she has. There you go. That's her experience every single day of the week, which is to try and find somewhere to park and get a child in and out of the car with a wheelchair.
Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.